Today, the Biden administration unveiled its long-awaited approach to trade relations with China. U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai said that she would restart trade talks with Beijing, but maintain most Trump-era tariffs on China. Nick Schifrin is here to explain. So, Nick, hello. Tell us, what exactly did the U.S. Trade Representative announce?
That Biden will not move away from Trump-era tariffs, will not launch a full-scale negotiation with China, and will instead enforce President Trump's trade deal with China. That trade deal is known as Phase One, in which Beijing promised to buy about $200 billion of American goods. But the Peterson Institute says that China's only bought 62 cents for every $1 it's promised. Ambassador Tai said today that she would hold China accountable to its commitments, but it was very restrained, the criticism, and she took pains not to say that she supported a trade war.
Our analysis indicates that while commitments in certain areas have been met, that certain business interests have seen benefits, there have also been shortfalls in others. Our objective is not to inflame trade tensions with China. Durable coexistence requires accountability and respect for the enormous consequences of our actions.
Ambassador Tai said she would allow U.S. companies to appeal to remove tariffs. The U.S. will try to work more with allies to confront China's trade practices and will try to be more resilient in the U.S., Judy, through its Build Back Better. But ultimately, today was about continuity, maintaining Trump-era tariffs as a tool for economic strategy.
So many businesses watching this very closely. What has been the response so far?
She's been criticized by multiple sides. Some China experts I've spoken to say this is not a strategy. It's a holding pattern born out of fear that any major steps on China is perilous domestically, politically, for the Biden administration. Some of the more hawkish experts I've talked to say this doesn't go far enough, that there's no promise punishment for China not adhering to its promises, nor is there a roadmap to try and get China to make those fundamental changes. But on the other side, businesses have been pushing Biden administration to say that tariffs don't work. So take a listen to Anna Ashton of the U.S.-China Business Council, who told me she was disappointed.
It's a disappointment to see this focus on the value of tariffs. I don't think that there's been a case made by the Biden administration either today during Ambassador Tai's speech or prior to today that the tariffs have been beneficial in any specific way. And at the same time, we have all of this evidence that's mounted over the course of the last few years that the tariffs have been detrimental to U.S. businesses.
So it seems that Ambassador Tai didn't please very many people, but she kept her cards close to the vest, held back her criticism, and that may give her room in those upcoming talks with Beijing.
And what about Beijing? Have they said anything yet?
They have not said anything to her, but they have responded in the last few days in a very different way. More Chinese planes have flown into Taiwan's self-declared air defense identification zone just outside of Taiwanese airspace than ever before. This is three straight days of record military harassment of Taiwan. Today, Taiwan's foreign minister said he was concerned that Beijing would launch a war, but did not think that war was imminent. But bottom line, Judy, Beijing is flexing its muscles militarily, warning the U.S. and its allies over support for Taiwan. We will soon see whether Beijing will also flex its muscles in trade talks.
Yeah. Connection between the economy and the military. We'll see. Nick Schifrin, thank you.
Thank you.